Chapter 18 Crying as if his heart would break, the Marionette mourned for hours over the length of his nose. No matter how he tried, it would not go through the door. The fairy showed no pity toward him, as she was trying to teach him a good lesson, so that he would stop telling lies, the worst habit any boy may acquire. But when she saw him, pale with fright and his eyes half out of his head with terror, she began to feel sorry for him, and clapped her hands together. A thousand woodpeckers flew in through the window and settled themselves on Pinocchio's nose. They pecked and pecked so hard at that enormous nose that in a few moments it was the same size as before.
"How good you are, my fairy!" said Pinocchio, drying his eyes. "And how much I love you!"
"I love you, too," answered the fairy. "And if you wish to stay with me, you may be my little brother, and I'll be your good little sister."
"I should like to stay, but what about my poor father?"
"I have thought of everything. Your father has been sent for, and before night he will be here."
"Really?" cried Pinocchio joyfully. "Then, my good fairy, if you are willing, I should like to go to meet him. I cannot wait to kiss that dear old man who has suffered so much for my sake."
"Surely, go ahead, but be careful not to lose your way. Take the wood path, and you'll surely meet him."